This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Indonesian unit at Freeport MacMoran claims that Indonesia's parliamentary speaker had demanded a stake in the local company in exchange for helping it extend its operating contract. Samsung agreed to pay Apple $548 million to settle a smartphone patent dispute, but the payment won't put an end to the long-running legal battles between the two companies. The amount of e-waste is growing every year. By some estimates, consumers threw away 92 billion pounds of used electronics last year, up from 87.7 billion pounds the previous year. When a cruise ship landed in Miami, the Justice Department had another soccer boss elected. The official Hector Trujillo, General Secretary of the Guatemalan Soccer Federation, who is also a judge on the Constitutional Court of Guatemala, was arrested by federal customs agents. A few states that already provide temporary disability insurance for workers have begun adding benefits for those who need time off for family caregiving. California went first in 2004, followed by New Jersey in 2009, and Rhode Island last year. The Senate voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act on straight party lines. The House has voted to repeal 61 different times. The president will veto. In Raleigh, North Carolina, hosted one of the most protest-riddled campaign rallies held yet by Donald Trump. More than two dozen people were escorted from the event at the arena, here for various forms of protest, including causing the candidate to stop his stump speech about 10 times during the shouts and boos. There were about 7,000 there to hear Trump. United Auto Workers Union has gained a significant victory, first victory at a foreign-owned automaker in the South, easily winning a vote by skilled trades workers at Volkswagen's Lone U.S. factory in Chattanooga to have the UAW negotiate their collective bargaining agreements. The workers who repair and maintain machinery and robots at the plant voted 108-44 for UAW representation. After a 12-year run in the U.S., inspiring many spinoffs in other countries, America's next top model is finished. 57 countries have joined the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, leaving the U.S. and Japan still smarting on the outside. The front page of the Daily News in New York collected Twitter posts from Republican politicians offering their prayers to the victim around the headline, "God Isn't Fixing This." The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.